come to order. Good morning.
Good morning.
We will start with House Bill 5023, Bureau of Labor and Industries. Senator Yee.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 5023 is the budget bill for the Bureau of Labor and Industries. The Bureau ensures compliance with state laws relating to apprenticeship, wages and hours worked, terms and conditions of employment, and the rights of workers and citizens to equal and non-discriminatory treatment. Approximately 63% of the Bureau's budget is supported by general funds. The major other funds' revenue sources are prevailing wage contract assessments, penalties and fines from enforcement activities, licensing fees for farm and forest labor contractors, and contracts with local governments. The Bureau also received an estimated $1.2 million in federal funds from the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. The Transportation and Economic Department Economic Development Subcommittee approved a budget of $19,851,911. And 113.75 FTE. Over $2 million of the approved budget is dedicated to pay the final wages for employees whose employers cease operations and default on final paychecks. It is included in the non-limited budget for the Bureau. The approved budget includes abolishing 11 positions, 10.5 FTE, resulting in a current service level reduction of $1.1 million general funds. The subcommittee approved technical adjustments to reduce the budget a total of $47,360 general fund, $22,166 other funds, and $2,497 federal funds, for the rate reductions in the PERS employer contribution, the Department of Administrative Services, Human Resources Assessment, Attorney General Charges, Long Distance Charges, and the Secretary of State's Audits Assessment. Bureau of Labor Industries presented to your subcommittee a clear and concise one-page report on six key performance measures, and it's been pass out to you this morning. The report shows 5 years of historical data and futures, 2 years of future goals. This is a performance measure that should be an example to all state agencies. It's one page, shows six key performance measures, shows 5 years of historical data and 2 years of future goals. And on top of that, they have a 10% reduction in general fund and FTE, but they still maintain their current performance due to efficient case management. This agency is very efficiently operated, and we urge your support of House Bill 1523.
Thank you, Senator Yee. Is there a discussion? I want to take this opportunity to thank Senator Yee and the committee on Transportation and Economic Development, chaired by Senator Butler. This is an example of what agencies can and should be doing on performance measurements when they provide one sheet, one page, with a full, understandable layman's explanation and understanding. And I want to commend you, Senator Eve, for pressing this issue. I know a lot of agencies have complained about your dogged persistence, but I want to tell you how much we appreciate it. It has paid off, and we finally have a sheet explaining what performance measurements are.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chairman,
Senator Yee,
I want to tell the committee members this is not the same as those 27-page developmental performance measures we received that gave us a lot of essay answers, no numbers. So this is a model of a good performance measure.
Well, Senator Yee so has articulately stated This is not a super snow job.
Mr.
Okay.
Chair.
Senator Duncan.
Mr. Chair, I don't know if other members of the committee realize, but annually Senator Yee treats the Senate and their spouses to a Chinese dinner, which she did last evening. It was a delightful evening, and we talked about maybe doing it again, but she said her budget wouldn't allow it. The only thing I'd like to do is I would like to have a budget note put into her plan there. I'd like to see her performance objectives and the outcomes and so forth of that annual affair that she puts on, and I've seen nothing in writing on that, Mr. Chair, and I would like to see that done.
All right. Is there further discussion? Senator Crow.
Just maybe a negative note. I've just been hearing, and mostly it's anecdotal, so I don't know whether it's true or not, but that there are needs, I think, for this agency to rethink its mission and whether it's really vigorously pursuing the mission that is there for the agency. Yes, I think they're handling their complaints efficiently, but there's more for that agency to do than just handle complaints.
Okay. Is there further discussion? The motion is to recommend the bill out to the House as amended, House Bill 5023. Is there discussion? Is there objection? If not, it's so ordered. Senate Bill 5521, Senator Trow.
Oh, thank you.
Mr. Co-Chair, Senate Bill 5521 is the budget bill for the Health Licensing Office. This office was created by the 1999 Legislative Assembly to provide uniform structure and accountability for 9 health boards, councils, and programs. The subcommittee approved a budget of $3,952,000 other funds, and that's a 9.4 decrease from the governor's recommended budget, but it's 17.7% higher than the agency's 1999-01 estimated expenditures. The current service level budget was reduced to reflect the PERS rate reduction, the telecommunications long-distance rate reduction, the adjusted attorney general's charges and reductions in assessments from the Department of Administrative Services and the Secretary of State. The subcommittee approved policy packages for reclassification of 8 positions and changing a current limited duration position to permanent status, educating youth about the dangers and risks of body piercing and tattooing, increasing the agency rent and routine information system support from the Department of Administrative Services. The subcommittee did not approve a package for technology enhancements and e-government initiatives. The Health Licensing Office was encouraged to return to the Joint Legislative Committee on Information Management and Technology during the interim with a detailed request once the DAS statewide policy has been established on e-commerce for state agencies. That's something we're continuing to look at. We didn't want them to move forward and do some things that the full Committee on Technology had not approved, but we do think they do need to do some things along that line, and so they're going to report back after they get more direction. The subcommittee approved a package that provides limitation to continue the Board of Direct Entry Midwifery beyond the current sunset date of December 31, 2001. This package is contingent on passage of House Bill 2248, which would repeal a sunset on that board's life. The subcommittee was concerned about the continued financial viability of the Board of Midwifery, and therefore added a budget note requiring the Health Licensing Office to report to the Emergency Board on the financial status of the Board of Direct Entry Midwifery. Subcommittee recommends approval of Senate Bill 5521, as amended.
Thank you, Senator Trow. Is there a discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Dukes.
I'll support the budget. There are a lot of good pieces in here, but this just always raises one issue for me that frustrates me a lot, and that's that one of these groups, the body piercing folks, a couple of years, maybe 4 years ago, the legislature changed the law. We sell them a license. Period. End of discussion. We don't visit them to make sure that they've got sanitary conditions. We give them absolutely nothing for the price of that license except a piece of paper. And to me, that's bad government. So this is my opportunity annually or biennially to comment that I think that that is is a waste of the public's money, that if we're not going to provide a service, we ought not to be doing it. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there further discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Trow.
In closing, that issue did not come up before the subcommittee.
I bet it did.
Let the record show that Senator Trow does not have any body pairs. All right. Is there further discussion? The motion is to recommend Senate Bill 5521 as amended to the Senate with a due pass recommendation. Is there discussion? Is there objection? If not, it's been so approved. Senate Bill 5522, Representative Schrader.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senate Bill 5522 includes the budgets for 12 health-related licensing boards. These agencies are supported entirely by other funds generated from fees paid by the licensees and other miscellaneous revenue. The budget for each of these boards was reduced to reflect the PERS rate reduction and the adjustment in the Attorney General charges. Each board was directed to develop and track performance measures focused on effectiveness, quality, efficiency, timeliness, or productivity. Each performance measure should have a goal and should define any progress made toward that goal. Discussion of these performance measures will be made a part of each board's 2003-05 budget presentation. The budget notes directed three of the boards to study cash flow and ending balance requirements and costs and benefits of changing the current licensing system to a staggered renewal process in order to stabilize cash flow. A report will be made during the interim to the emergency board. The Education Subcommittee recommends approval of Senate Bill 5522 as amended. And just as a comment, we found a lot of the small boards, I'm sure everyone has in their subcommittee, had some difficulty relating their missions to outcomes and to the benchmarks, and a lot of discussion was held where they were trying to bring forward at least output measures, and that's a good start, and I committed to working with them during the interim to the extent that they're interested in getting those output measures defined and perhaps leading towards at least a couple of outcomes that maybe all health-related licensing boards could use, and then this legislature and future legislatures could use to track towards good outcomes and good benchmarks.
Okay. Representative Hill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to declare a potential conflict of interest. I am not a pharmacist, but I work for a company involved in pharmacy.
Okay. The record will so reflect. Is there further discussion?
Another one down the line.
A similar conflict of interest as a practicing dentist, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you. Representative Hayden, the record will so reflect. Is there further discussion? If not, the motion is to recommend Senate Bill 5522 out to the Senate as amended with a due pass recommendation. Is there discussion? Is there objection? Not, it's been so approved. Senate Bill 5523, Senator Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senate Bill 5523 ratifies fees established or increased during the 1999-01 biennium. And as you well know, ORS 291.055 requires that the legislature approve new fees or fee increases adopted by agencies during the interim if those fees are to continue into the next biennium. Senate Bill 5523 includes fee increases for the Board of Cosmetology, the Advisory Council on Hearing Aids, and the Board of Dentistry. The 1999 Legislative Assembly created the Board of Athletic Trainers, and fees established during the 99-01 interim are included in this bill. The Board of Cosmetology has statutory limits established, and these fee increases are within those limits. Budgets for these agencies were approved based on revenue generated from the new and increased fees. The Education Subcommittee recommends approval of Senate Bill 5523 as amended.
Is there a discussion? If not, the question is on the motion on recommending the bill, Senate Bill 5523, out to the Senate as amended with a due pass recommendation. Is there a discussion? Is there objection? If not, it's been so approved. Committee members, thank you for your good work this week. We are continuing to move and meet our schedule. And on behalf of the other co-chair, Representative Westman, thank you for your good work, your hard work, and it's greatly appreciated. Have a nice weekend, and we will see you Monday. We are adjourned.